Ohio Brett here, host of the Ohio Brett Show for God, Country, and Sports on Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming TV network in the world. And the reason why it's so important, because the Lord is using us to get truth out to we the people. Center left, center right, we're uniting like never before. Blacks, whites, Asian, and Hispanics, all uniting on Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.tv. We'll see you soon.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com. Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the BiviStick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the BiviStick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 BiviSticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com.
All right, back with you live. The Sheriff Mac Show continues in simulcast with the Liberty Roundtable Live radio talk show on Brighteon TV and radio, as well as on the Loving Liberty Radio Network. Really quick before we bring Sheriff Mack on, last hour on radio, Sheriff Mack and I had Tina Peters with an update from her situation. My heavens, ladies and gentlemen, they have a slash and burn scorched earth policy when it comes to Tina. I'm telling you right now, they know that she's got the goods on them and they don't know what to do. Her father died the night they threw her in jail. They mocked her family. They literally went to her invalid husband and tricked him into assigning divorce papers on Tina right before their 36th year wedding anniversary. I'm telling you right now, it's a slash and burn, scorched earth policy. Anyway, last hour, I'll give you the details. LibertyRoundtable.com for that or LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love. Without further ado, Sheriff Mack, welcome back after a long week on the road, sir.
Boy, I look back at the last week, a week ago today, Sam, and it is amazing. Thanks for being part of this Sheriff Mac show, and thanks for being part of, wow, that wowzer Viva Las Vegas two events that we had last week. And man, amen. Oh man, was it a double down, event? Because first of all, we had two different events, so I guess we doubled down. And man, oh man, I don't know if you know this, Sam, but that's, I know you know it. I'm just teasing. That's a gambling term in blackjack when you want to double your bet. So you double down, and we certainly doubled down, in Las Vegas this past week. And thanks for everything you and your people did. And thanks to Kathy Smith and Loving Liberty and all the volunteers that made this happen. It was amazing.
We doubled down with Lindell.
Yeah. Yeah, we sure did. And, but he didn't go to Freedom Fest. I was kind of wondering why.
He was just at the press conference.
Right. But man, oh man, he knocked it out of the park. And so did every sheriff. I think the highlight of the whole convention were the sheriffs that we had there. These constitutional.
Yeah, you're right about that. Don't give them the details though. Let's first go to the Sheriff Mack win 25 years ago at the Supreme Court quote. We'll do that and then we'll get into all the details and break down what happened last week. Cause boy, howdy, was it incredible. And we're working on putting the videos up on CSPOA.org soon. The posse's later today. I mean, it doesn't get better than this. The quote from the win over Bill Clinton, in defense of We the People, Sheriff.
Yeah. A lot has been said about the Supremacy Clause, Sam, and the federal government, of course, uses the Supremacy Clause to show that they're supreme to everybody. And yet,
yes, indeed,
the states form the federal government. So let's see how Scalia clarifies the Supremacy Clause.
And let's be clear, Scalia backed by the majority. We need to highlight that point.
Yes, exactly. As slim as it was a majority, 5-4. But that should not diminish the power of this case and what Scalia did. The Supremacy Clause, and I'm quoting right now, and Sam, I've got a little bit of a cold this morning, so I apologize for that. However, the Supremacy Clause makes law of the land, and I added this, only, just for emphasis, because he's doing fine without me, but I just had to do that. Supremacy Clause, however, makes law of the land only, and that's me, laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance, and in brackets here, of the Constitution. Because that's what he was talking about, and that's what the Supremacy Clause talks about. It's only telling you that the federal government has supremacy when they are doing work in pursuance of the Constitution. If they are outside the Constitution, they have no supremacy. So, shall be made in pursuance of the Constitution. So the Supremacy Clause merely brings us back to the question discussed earlier, whether laws conscripting state officers violate state sovereignty and are thus not in accord with the Constitution. I'm telling you, Scalia was absolutely an artist and a wizard here in his direct preservation of history and of the United States Constitution that was preserved in this decision, the only time sheriffs beat the federal government and specifically Bill Clinton. So there you have it.
And pursuant means to carry out, if you will. So to carry out via the Constitution. In other words, the Constitution is the supreme guide as we carry out any laws in America. All right, that's what we need to understand from this, ladies and gentlemen. And Scalia nails this reality. And therefore, he then continues and highlights that, hey, Sheriff Mack had no ability to keep his oath of office and obey Bill Clinton. It was not possible to do both. Therefore, he had to stand up in defense of the Constitution because the president was out of line. And what's fascinating, Sheriff, is 25 years later, we're starting to get all kind of cases that are now doubling down on the initial point, which is, hey, the sheriff has the duty, the obligation, the responsibility to stand up for the Constitution, even when the president violates the law. The president needs to be reined in back then, 25 years ago, and ever increasingly as we see it today, sir.
Today, yes, and I don't think it's ever been worse. I never thought it could get worse than the Clinton administration, and I never thought it could really get worse than the Bush administration, and then I never thought it could get worse than the Obama administration. Now we have the O'Biden administration, and it's the worst in American history. what Biden has done, what O'Biden has done, on the border, with inflation, with Sam, can you believe that this is what he does? He shuts down the gasoline industry and the oil industry in America, destroying the businesses, that produce oil in the cleanest fashion in the world. And then he crawls to OPEC countries and Saudi Arabia in his little trip and bows before these people, begging them to produce more oil so that the price will go down in America that he caused in the first place. So one, to the leftist green people and fanatical climate change people, he has appeased them because he's caused so many jobs in America by shutting down the oil industry in America. And then he goes and begs Russia, which he did earlier in his term, and now OPEC nations, especially the Middle Eastern countries that are well, let's just say they're not our friends. And I would say most of them are our enemies. Yes, no kidding. And he begs them to put back the oil into the to the world that he caused a shortage of in the first place. Why didn't he just let America stay oil energy independent and keep the jobs here in America instead of making these billionaires over there that do not support civil rights, human rights, that have committed murder, which is very well documented, and yet he goes over there and tries to get a relationship with them. I think that
because
is so
then he
shocking.
Couldn't destroy the country.
Well, of course,
if
you
were to allow American oil and America first, and all this as Trump and others way long ago had it, then you wouldn't be able to destroy the country because America would be great and financially and energy independent, which right. is what we need to return to immediately. But he also had an insult to injury when it comes to the border. I don't know if you know this, but here's what he's doing now. He's basically manipulating the oil industry by the oil people are losing their jobs, so they can't afford their homes. And then they're losing their homes, and illegals are paying more for those rentals than the oil people were paying. And therefore, they're supplanting the oil people now. And illegals are living in the homes that people who worked in the oil industry used to have and rent, but now they can't because there's no jobs. And we're replacing them now with illegals at a higher rent rate, if you will. That reported by The Blaze just yesterday.
Well, I guess nothing surprises us anymore, Sam. And just about every show you and I do, I sit here and go, can it get any more insane? And every day it does. And there is no question whatsoever. Impeachable offenses by this president and his administration are so numerous. But impeachable offenses should be called actually the treason that he has committed. He has brought more of the worst drugs into America, fentanyl, heroin, LSD, PCP. He's brought them in here. Now, I'm not going to say he has just allowed them in here. His policies, he is directly responsible for the influx of drugs into this country. And 100 times over, he has brought in enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in this country.
But you know what? He's above the law. There's a secret combination, so nothing can be done to arrest him unless we elect good Americans. And I've got a little bit of good news. Today is the Maryland 2022 primary, ladies and gentlemen, and we're praying for the success of Michael Perutka running for attorney general in the great state of Maryland. Our prayers are with him today, Sheriff.
Michael Anthony Perutka, as he usually calls himself. I've never asked him why he does that, but he does.
Because he's an attorney.
What a great man.
And your desire when you're an attorney to be absolutely accurate is important. So that's why.
Yes. Well, he is running for attorney general of the state of Maryland. And we ask all of you to pray that liberty will succeed today in this election in Maryland. I really hope the people put civil rights first, because if they do, they will elect Michael Peruca. But there's also one other question with that. Is it going to be a fair election? Is there going to be voter fraud in Maryland to keep this good man out of office? And Sam, I'm telling you right now, I said this before 2000 Mules came out, and I'll say it now even more so afterwards. I do not trust a single election in this country. It is taken over by the election mafia, and the government that is there is just like the government that Tina Peters has been fighting, and that they've gone after her because she tried to preserve evidence on voter machines. The other one, Sheriff Schmeling in Wisconsin, he conducted a very thorough investigation on nursing home voter fraud, and he turns it over to his DA. The DA says, look, these people don't live here. I don't know if I really have the jurisdiction. It should be fine for you to turn it over to the Attorney General of the state. That man actually made fun of the sheriff and told him that was a nice publicity stunt. And the sheriff wasn't trying for publicity. He was not even the one that created this investigation. It was a citizen who came to him and was reporting that her relative, I believe it was her mother, voted, and she's invalid and she's not capable of voting, but somebody voted for her. And so the sheriff investigated. He found that it was much more widespread than just her, and he turned it over to the AG to arrest and charge six different public officials that did this. And he got made fun of. It's that kind of corruption, Sam, that we are fighting in this election fraud, and it doesn't look like it's going to get any better soon.
It's going to get worse, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you my takeaway from our election fraud conference, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of things you can take away from it because it was incredible. We'll get into more of the details here in a couple of minutes. But I want to really give you my takeaway that I really found the most important of all. Sheriff, it's one thing to allege vote fraud, election fraud, and campaign fraud. Yeah. It's another thing to produce evidence beyond probable cause. All those things have been done. But to me, the reaction from government officials at all levels, from the FBI, the Justice Department, the Defense Department, the CIA, the FBI, in other words, the top, if you call government the top, or the real top, which I believe all the way down to the state, to the county, and to the precinct level. So all the way from the top at the precinct to the bottom, the Justice Department. Ladies and gentlemen, the response to evidence and legitimate investigations on vote fraud, election fraud, and campaign fraud, because it's all the above. The response to this is, to me, the smoking gun. That is the takeaway from this event that we had. Why on earth, when the sheriff has a legitimate, completed investigation with evidence of wrongdoing, and the DA and the Attorney General mock the sheriff and call it a political stunt, when other sheriffs have evidence and now they're investigating those sheriffs, and then the news media gets in bed with these dishonest elected officials, politicians, whatever you want to say, and doubles down in carrying the lie, peddling the lie. And so everybody who is interested in election integrity then becomes the enemy. They vilify, like Tina Peters as last hour, like Sam Bushman and Sheriff Mack. We have never been attacked like we're being attacked now. Like Sheriff Schmeling, like Sheriff Darleaf, like Sheriff Calvin Hayden. Okay, these are open investigations right now. How do you say there's no election fraud when the open investigations, many of them are not complete? How do you say there's no election fraud? In any other case, they'd say, well, we need to let the investigative process continue and be complete and see if charges are filed or see what what comes from that. But they're jumping the gun here, showing their lack of journalistic integrity. But if you want the takeaway, the smoking gun of the response of government from top to bottom is the smoking gun on this election fraud, ladies and gentlemen. Why do they attack everyone? It doesn't matter how legitimate your investigation is. For example, you've got Sheriff Darleaf, a five-term sheriff. He's been in law enforcement for a long, long, long time. His investigative skills are top-notch. Okay, same with Sheriff Schmeling. He's been in there for a long time. These sheriffs have open investigations with hard evidence. The smoking gun is the demonization of these sheriffs, of these people who are looking into this, who have legitimate evidence. Sheriff, isn't that the smoking gun we've really discovered? We kind of knew it, but if there's something that's been hammered home, there it is.
You know, I think that's a great way to put it. I think that certainly adds to the smoking gun. There's no question. Because if you act like you have something to hide, then there's a reason that you're acting that way. Why are not the FBI agents going after Tina Peters? Why are they not trying to find out what really happened in her county? She was an elected official. She still is, technically. She's an elected official. They've arrested her. And the only thing she did was preserve the election. She went to the computer and preserved the voting in the computer. That's all she did. And she's been arrested for it. Her bail was set at $500,000. Now the judge, very appropriately, reduced it to $25,000. But I say appropriately, she shouldn't even have been arrested. All the investigators in Colorado should be on her side trying to say, look, this is the complaint I'm filing with you guys. Help me investigate this crime. Sam, the left, the Democrats have always said that this was the most secure election in American history. Well, if it was, why do you care if anybody looks at it?
That's what the Republicans say too, though.
Well, some do, some don't, but yes, you're right.
I know, but in general, the Republicans have said that.
Well, I don't care who says it. But yeah, Mike Pence and Mitt Romney and other Republicans that really aren't Republicans, but I don't know who really is a Republican anymore. And I don't care. I'm sick and tired of Democrats and Republicans because they're destroying our country. What I want is somebody to really do a thorough investigation, not arrest those who are trying to do the investigation. And you're right.
Well, and these elected sheriffs,
all of them,
these elected sheriffs, though, we put several of them on the stage. There are open investigations right now. How do you say, if you're going to care about the rule of law, if you're going to be honest, how do you say there is no election fraud, it's a conspiracy theory, when there are multiple open investigations at this very time that are not complete? How do you say that, Sheriff? That is not possible if you're honest in the media, if you're honest as an elected official, whoever you are, you've got to wait till the investigations are complete, don't you, to make that determination?
Yes, you would certainly think, and you would think that the FBI and the state police in Michigan and Wisconsin and Kansas and Arizona would be all over helping with these investigations and these allegations of extreme election fraud as demonstrated in 2000 Mules and demonstrated by these sheriffs who've been investigating this before 2000 Mules came out. Why aren't they getting any help? But no, everybody's going after them, arresting them, investigating them, and making fun of them and mocking them. No, if the Democrats are telling the truth and the media are telling the truth, this is the most secure election in American history, then they should be wanting to prove what they're saying is true. Wow.
Amen to that. We'll dig in more details in seconds. We're about out of time this segment, but I want you to know, if you want to keep up with what we're doing and you want to get SMS text updates, text the letters CSPOA to the number 53445. CSPOA. Text that to 53445. Back in seconds on the Sheriff Mac Show.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Ohio Brett here, host of The Ohio Brett Show for God, Country, and Sports on Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming TV network in the world. And the reason why it's so important, because the Lord is using us to get truth out to we the people. Center left, center right, we're uniting like never before. Blacks, whites, Asian, and Hispanics, all uniting on Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.tv. We'll see you soon.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hosey, CEO of Physicians Preference Vitamins. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, I've created my Power Pack for you. It's the best vitamin pack on the market. Years ago, I tried other vitamin brands. They didn't work. They didn't give me the nutrients and energy that I needed. They were full of fillers, chemicals, and dyes, which are toxins. If you're taking any other brand than my Power Pack, then throw them away right now. They're full of junk. My Power Pack retails for $125 for a 30-day supply. But go to getmypowerpack.com and use the code POWERNOW to get my Power Pack for just $75. That's a month's supply for just $75. That's just $2.50 a day. That's amazing. I personally guarantee my Power Pack will get you onto a path of health and wellness naturally.
All right, Sheriff Richard Mack and Sam Bushman, CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Become a member today and join the posse later today. CSPOA.org to get that done. We're talking about election fraud, and I'm saying right now when there's open investigations, Americans, and especially the media and the government, have no business, I repeat, no business, running around and saying there's no election fraud. That's a lie. That's a conspiracy theory. There are open investigations by legitimate elected law officers or peace officers, sheriffs, on this very topic. So how dare you say there are no election fraud issues at all and that we're conspiracy theorists? There are legitimate open investigations. And how dare you mock those investigations, mock the sheriffs, attack individuals who are working on these serious allegations and this evidence beyond probable cause at this point. How dare you? All right, for the press conference that we had last week, we started out with a historical review of elections in America. And in that video, it was incredible because it highlights the history. Then it goes into currently what's being done and what the CSPOA is doing about it. We're going to play that video. It's a little long, but we're going to pause a couple of times and give you kind of the update. It starts now.
We don't always know how our votes are being counted, and it's not unreasonable to have some questions about our election security.
There is no serious person out
there. Right there. Right there.
All right. So there you have it, Sheriff. That's John Oliver.
That got played over too quickly. No, I'm not just talking about today. I'm talking about John Oliver really did that quickly. We have a right to ask how our votes are tabulated in America, especially when you take into consideration one of the most evil dictators in world history, throughout the world history. Stalin said, it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. No American, if they are using computers to tabulate your votes in your precinct, none of you can tell me how your vote actually was counted. You can't, because it's in cyberspace. It's in a computer. And here he is from the left, John Oliver, a comedian who is now decrying the election of 2016 and talking about this now in his video. That you can see the whole thing on YouTube. But this is a very powerful question he asks to the entire world. How is it that we cannot ask how our votes are tabulated in this country? That's all he's asking. He wouldn't be doing it today because of Donald Trump being such a crazy, insane person about election fraud. Sam, if you'll recall, I told you the Democrats would cheat, lie, cheat, steal, and murder to make sure Trump didn't win. And I was right. And John Oliver was supporting that very thing.
And I believe Republicans were in on it as well. So, Hunter, just start the video over now and play it. We'll let it run for a little bit here. There's an incredible history to note.
We don't always know how our votes are being counted, and it's not unreasonable to have some questions about our election security.
There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections.
We've seen no evidence that any of our voting systems have been tampered with.
The November 3rd election was the most secure.
It was the most secure.
Most secure.
Most secure election in American history, period.
What would it take to throw a presidential election in the U.S.? It'd have to be a huge concerted effort, a nationwide conspiracy, possibly involving 100,000 people or more. And the levels of funding required would be staggering. It's easy to believe the media and the politicians when they say it's impossible. But it's happened many times, and it's happening now on a larger scale than you might be ready to accept. Let's take a quick look back. In 1835, the legendary Davy Crockett had this to say after losing a bid for re-election to the House of Representatives. I wish to inform the people of these United States what I had to contend against, trusting that the exposé I shall make will be a caution to the people. I have been told by good men that some of the managers of the bank on the days of the election were heard to say that they would give $25 a vote for votes enough to elect Mr. Huntsman. For 14 years since I've been a candidate, I never saw such means used to defeat any candidate as were put in practice against me on this occasion. I have no doubt that I was completely rascaled out of my election, and I do regret that duty to myself and my country compels me to expose such villainy. One author described the vote of 1888 in this way. Ballot fraud was so common that it developed its own vocabulary. Colonizers were groups of bought voters who moved en masse to turn the voting tide. Floaters flitted like honeybees, wafting from party to party, casting ballots in response to the highest bidder. Repeaters voted early and often. And GOP ballots from Indiana were distributed wholesale to rascals who were divided into blocks of five and paid to cast them illegally. The public reaction to the 1888 scandal helped to change electoral history and establish the secret ballot. But it was by no means the end of the problems. Have you heard of the Battle of Athens? In the summer of 1945, the GIs came home from World War II to find that a political machine had taken over their Tennessee county. So they decided to put their own candidates on the ballot. On polling day, they witnessed officials letting minors vote and handing cash to adult voters. By the late afternoon, they began attempting to intervene in the fraudulent behavior, and they were physically assaulted and one of them shot. Then the elections were closed early, and officials and police officers barricaded themselves inside the jail to count the votes in private. The GIs laid siege to the jail and ordered that the ballot boxes be brought out and counted publicly as dictated by law. When the officials refused, the GIs ended the conflict by dynamiting the jail. Those inside immediately surrendered, the votes were counted, and the corrupt incumbent lost by a vote of 1270 to 2175. Now, there have been many other nationwide voting scandals over the years, including the Box 13 scandal with Lyndon B. Johnson in 1948, and Gordon Liddy and the Watergate scandal in 1972. But as the technology involved in counting the votes has evolved, a whole new set of vulnerabilities has emerged.
And in 2002, Congress passed the Help America Vote Act, offering states $3.9 billion to help administer federal elections and buy new voting equipment, which sounds great. But the then chair of the Election Assistance Commission, which distributed funding for the new machines, realized that there was a problem immediately.
I was forced to send $2.3 billion to the 50 states to buy equipment, even though the equipment was not ready to be bought.
So why'd you do it?
We had to do it. We begged Congress, let us do the research before we send the money, and Congress said no.
So the politicians knew these machines wouldn't work.
The politicians don't care. Washington believes that the machines can't be that bad because, after all, it produced them. So if they won the race, how bad can the machine be?
The machine can't be bad because it produced me. That is some faulty logic right there.
Anybody Pause. Who trusts electronic...
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, think about that history. This has been going on since the Davy Crockett days, where people feel like there's been election fraud. In 1888, they even had a lexicon for those who would manipulate and change elections, committing voter fraud, election fraud, voter fraud, and even candidate fraud, if you will, or campaign fraud. Okay. And now we bring it up to the modern day, where you have Congress right now that has literally funded machines that they had no evidence if they were faulty or not. And when they were asked to do a test, they would just shake the voting machine as if that's going to do any good for the test. Bottom line is, this guy was forced to pay that kind of money. Congress isn't interested in the truth. You want the proof? January 6th happened. That was bad. There were bad actors. I get it. But you know what? Congress never really did their due diligence, their obligation to look into election fraud. They sidestepped it because of that fiasco that took place. They've never done their duty that we the people have asked them to do. Well, now the elections are in the mix. The machines are in the mix. And it's getting much worse. Continuing it fast forwards to today.
Voting machine should have their head examined.
Local criminal investigations into Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters' alleged voting machine security breaches continues.
Tina Peters admits she brought in a consultant to make a forensic copy of the Dominion voting system in Mesa County.
I continue to think that our voting machines are too vulnerable.
Voting machines in Georgia and Texas switch votes from one candidate to another.
Virtually every machine was broken into.
What did you see during the software update?
We've uncovered something that they're afraid of.
We didn't consider the machines.
The information found there is the Rosetta Stone.
They made a mistake and left the evidence in the machine.
And you can hide it as well.
It's only what the programmer tells to say.
It's literally like the difference between going from pickpocketing to credit card fraud.
These people are being selected, not elected.
It's about who gets to count the vote.
This is not what we do in America.
You could make it all go away, though. You just keep your mouth shut. You could have your life back.
Can't unsee what I've seen.
However, as the new documentary 2000 Mules demonstrates, sometimes those old-school vote harvesting methods are still the best. Regarding the 2020 election, a dedicated group has been able to prove election fraud on an unbelievable scale with a combination of cell phone tracking and surveillance video.
We were able to make purchase of data of people that had been near those drop boxes, but also near the organizations. I didn't plan it. 242 people that went to an average of 24 drop boxes in 8 organizations during a 2-week period.
A mule is, by our definition, a person that is involved in picking up ballots from locations and running them to the drop boxes.
This is a smoking gun. This is O.J. Simpson being seen leaving the scene of the crime. I don't care how partisan you are. You can't dismiss all of this. A whole bunch of people in this country are going to go, oh, my God.
I think that if every American saw that, I think it would move the needle.
It'll happen, as Ernest Hemingway said, gradually and then suddenly.
Because it's not just how many people are going to watch this film, it's who's going to watch it. It's going to be lawmakers. It's going to be people that work for the Bureau. It's going to be someone somewhere with a conscience that has power and to say, this is a problem.
It can't be dismissed. It can't be dismissed.
They have ruined Election Day in the United States of America. That's provable. And that's enough for me to fight the left with every fiber in my body.
You're talking about extraordinary criminal activity, but there's a ton more, you would guess, that you have not even touched.
You are talking about 200,000-300,000 ballots that were just harvested in only the your geolocated locations. But you are talking, what, 5% of America?
Yes.
This is the tip of the iceberg.
The way to find it is these guys have the cell phone identification of all the mules, all of them. So law enforcement has to step in at this point, and their next step...
What were you doing seven times?
...is to go and interview the mules. Who paid you?
Right.
Where'd you get the money?
Will any state's law enforcement do this?
This is a big question.
Lots of little tiny voters making little tiny changes to the ballots is still one of the best ways that bad actors can avoid detection. And it's common all across the nation. Here's a sampling of recent election fraud cases collected by the Heritage Foundation. Each of the cases in this database represents an instance in which a public official thought the fraud serious enough to act upon it, and each one ended in a finding that the individual had engaged in wrongdoing in connection with an election, hoping to affect its outcome, or that the results of an election were altered or sufficiently in question that it had to be overturned. And each one of these cases disenfranchised legitimate voters. And as our nation has become ever more wealthy and influential on the world stage, the stakes have only gotten higher. And the greater the deception becomes, the less the perpetrators want the American people to take a look behind the curtain. However, there are those who will no longer be deceived. For instance, 2 years after the 2020 election, the entire Texas GOP has issued a statement claiming the Biden victory is illegitimate. Election fraud has happened many times. It is happening now on an incredible, uncomfortable scale. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association is calling upon all Americans and law enforcement nationwide to come together in pursuit of the truth regarding the 2020 election. No one from either side of the aisle ought to be against honest, professional, and independent investigations. We ask for all Americans to demonstrate civility and cooperation as we pursue the truth.
That is the video, ladies and gentlemen, chronicling the history of election fraud, vote fraud in America, and campaign fraud, folks. This is serious. It's gone on for a long time, but it has gone into the stratosphere with machines, with central government tabulating, with mail-in ballots, with it has gone through the stratosphere, and it must be stopped. Our republic depends on it. That's how we kicked it off, and we turned it over to you, Sheriff. We'll do that now.
Well, Sam, the video was very powerful, and then we had sheriffs that we had there, five or six of them on the panel discussion with, well, I'm not going to say panel discussion. Panel discussion really didn't happen until Thursday at the Freedom Fest. This was a legitimate press conference, and each sheriff was given 3 minutes just to introduce what they had been doing with their investigations. And then we, of course, the two big hitters that were there, Reuters and New York Times, were allowed to talk to anyone. I mean, I say allowed. Well, yeah, it was our meeting. We paid for that hall, and we rented that hall at the Ahern Hotel. So, yes, we were in charge. But we told the sheriffs, you can talk and say whatever you want. We told the reporters, you can talk to any of the sheriffs. You can ask any question you want. We're not keeping you down. We're not trying to do any of that. We believe in freedom of the press, even though we don't agree with most of your tactics, especially New York Times. But we invited them there. And, you know, they got to do what reporters do. And so there were so many powerful different points and statements made, and probably none more powerful than Sheriff Leaf, who was actually saying, I've been investigating this now almost 2 years. 2 years, Sam. And so just like with Tina Peters, what did they do? Well, the state of Michigan, the attorney general and the secretary of state, who's in charge of elections, are now calling and are actually doing a criminal investigation on Sheriff Darleaf, Sheriff Leaf in Berry County, Michigan. They're actually investigating him because he's investigating election fraud. That is the only reason he is being investigated, because he's investigating election fraud. If these people aren't trying to cover up election fraud, then what are they trying to do? Are they helping the sheriff investigate? Another thing I really like is that Sheriff Leaf and Sheriff Smaling are now saying they're getting more interest from other sheriffs in their respective states because of the obvious cover-up from the states in those specific investigations. So this is really
going
back.
That's why, Sheriff, I'm calling it the smoking gun.
It is.
Because that's what's really helping not only the sheriffs, but it's helping the people. Hold on. It's not only helping the sheriffs, but it's helping the people understand what's really happened.
Exactly.
Less pills from Utah. Go ahead, sir.
Well, the two red pill ladies from Utah, Jennifer and Sophia, that's an amazing thing. And I want to know why sheriffs in northern Utah are not calling for investigations. Where are you, sheriffs? Yes, I know that they're going to be talking to Sheriff Cameron Noel, but it doesn't look like it's happening in his county. So he's going to try to help them get other sheriffs in Utah to get moving on their investigations. They should totally, every sheriff in that state should be looking at voter fraud, but especially in Utah County, Salt Lake County, Davis County, Weber County, and the areas where they have the largest counties. So yeah, we have to include Washington County in the St. George area on that as well. But if the sheriffs would just investigate, we're not telling them, election fraud is already there. What do you, why? Go and arrest everybody. Like the video showed, Sam, all we want is civility as we approach these investigations and as we initiate these investigations. Let's do investigations. In fact, that's all D'Souza said in the video. It's over. It's in law. The ball is in law enforcement court. Do your job.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious business. And you know what? Our press conference was well attended. 350 plus people in the room. It was packed. Everybody was on fire. There are Americans backing their sheriffs. There are sheriffs doing legitimate investigations. And our sheriffs are now bringing other sheriffs to the table because they see this massive cover-up. It reminds me of back in the Watergate days. Wasn't it the cover-up that got them, Sheriff?
Yes, it was. And Sam, you know, if there's no cover-up, why are they not cooperating with all of this? And how all these talking points that it was the most secure election and that Biden said this was, he had the best voter fraud organization. Would anybody in the media or any investigator please tell me what in the world they're talking about it? Show me the evidence that this election was secure, because the evidence now is clear. It was not. Sheesh. Come on.
Even if they didn't help, even if they thought we were nuts and crazy, it's one thing to not help. It's another thing to literally go after anyone who has the integrity to stand up and say, you know what? I don't know, but I'm willing to consider. I don't know, but I'm willing to look. I don't know, but I'm willing to investigate. I don't know, but I see the evidence here and I'm going to pursue it. Why are all those people being attacked? Why?
Yeah.
And that, to me, becomes the biggest smoking gun. Ladies and gentlemen, keep an eye on CSPOA.org. Become a member today. We'll put up the videos from the conference and a whole lot more so you can check it all out. We need your donations, though. This is not cheap, and we got a lot of work ahead of us, and we need your support. For Sheriff Richard Mack and Sam Bushman, God save the Republic, CSPOA.org.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
I really don't want to talk about this, but I will. I'm just so mad. I didn't get asked to the junior prom, and it's raining, which means by the time I get to school, I'm soaking wet. Dad picked me up just after I left, and I was so mad I got out, and he said, "Wait, your mom said to give you this." I forgot my lunch money, and then I dropped it in the water, and I was late for history, and so at lunchtime, I had to find something on John Stuart Mill, which, of course, our library didn't have. So I had to walk all the way down to the office to call my mom, and she found something on the internet and called me back. And Karen, she wouldn't even help me, and that's a whole nother story. But Dad helped me conjugate nouns or whatever on the way to the swim team workout. And then he read my history paper while I was in the pool. And of course, I forgot the bibliography. So I had to do that with my mother when I got home. And it made me totally forget that I put my jeans in the washer that morning. And I hate it when they sit wet like that all day and smell like mildew. But my mom said she put them in the dryer while I was at the swim team. And, you know, I'm just not going to go to the prom, no matter who asks me. I just want to stay home with my mom and dad.
Family.
And just hang out.
Isn't it about time?
Unless Dustin asks me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Two award-winning hours on the radio. I'm telling you right now, first hour with Sheriff Mack, Tina Peters, and myself. We highlighted today as the Maryland primary. Our good friend Michael Anthony Peruca running for Attorney General there. Our prayers are with him and his family. We also talked about the shooter at the shopping mall in Indiana, ladies and gentlemen. Very strange indeed. But good news, a good Samaritan shot the shooter and saved lives. That's what happens when guns are in the hands of the good guys. We also then have our guest on, Mrs. Tina Peters, shedding a light on elections. Tina Peters for Colorado.com. One brave public official, that's Tina Peters, has finally stepped forward to blow the whistle on the lack of transparency and accountability in our election process. Ladies and gentlemen, the left is certainly determined to take her down. People have been asking her to run for Secretary of State because they want an answer. They want this to be solved. But sadly, they have a slash and burn, literally a scorched earth policy when it comes to Tina. We talked about that in hour one, hour two. We talked about this incredible CSPOA video called Election Integrity. These people are being selected, not elected, is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. We finished up by letting you know you can get CSPOA text or SMS updates by texting the letters CSPOA to 53445. That's 53445, and you can get on the list. Please do it. You can also get archives of the simulcast of Liberty Roundtable Live, that's radio, and the Sheriff Mack Show, that's video. If you want radio, go to libertyroundtable.com. BrighteonRadio.com or LovingLiberty.net. Loving Liberty has a phone app, by the way, where you can listen to archives. If you want the video, go to Brighteon.com and you can download the video side of the equation. Thanks so much for being alongside, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk always at your fingertips. Without you, we wouldn't be here. So donate liberally, would you please? LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. Share the love. Live and on-demand free radio and TV at your fingertips. We call it news the networks refuse to use. All right. That's a wrap for Sam Bushman, Michael Perutka, Tina Peters, Sheriff Mack, everybody contributing. Thank you so much. And, well, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.